Let's go down now to the New Jersey shore, where people were also expecting the worst from Hurricane Irene. Many residents boarded up windows and put sandbags around front doors. But NPR's Jeff Brady reports that the region was mostly spared.
Hurricane Irene came ashore just north of Atlantic City. About 10 miles away in Margate City, Hannah Cinderbrand rode out the storm with her family in their brick home.
Scariest part was the tornado. Warning. That was the scariest part.
Oh, so just a warning, not an actual tornado.
No, we did not have a tornado. It was the warning on the TV that kind of put us into a little bit of a frenzy. But afterwards, everyone kind of rested easy and it was okay.
Her sister Leah Cinderbrand was surprised to find no damage after the storm.
I was really scared. I'm like a nervous Nelly, and I really thought that we have a huge tree in the backyard, and I just kept visualizing it crashing through my bedroom. But look, there's nothing. Nothing's wrong. It's a little wind.
Freddie Perry's family has a summer house nearby in Longport. They went to their other house in Philadelphia for the hurricane and returned early Sunday once the storm had passed.
Once we found out we could come down here, we drove right down just to check it out and make sure everything was okay.
The house is just about 30 feet from the beach.
From the news, it sounded like we were going to get a lot of damage, but even our garage didn't flood, so didn't get anything.
Down the road, Cindy Levine lives on the shore year-round. She spent Sunday unpacking all the photos and important papers she took with her when she evacuated.
We will get a little rain, a little water in our laundry room during normal storms, and everything's been perfectly dry. We are so blessed. You know, the anxiety level went down completely.
Levine says it looks like the electricity never went out here. Still,
I'm glad we took the precaution and left.
Along the shore, Hurricane Irene was a tough hit for businesses, especially those that depend on summer tourists. Because of the storm, Atlantic City casinos shut down for only the third time since gambling was legalized in the 1970s. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Margate City, New Jersey.